KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. I'm Kim Malcolm. And here in the U.S., the legal battle continues over President Trump's immigration ban. A federal appeals court is expected to rule this afternoon on whether to reinstate the executive order, which temporarily banned refugees from seven majority Muslim countries. KUOW's immigration team has been gathering perspectives from people in our region who are affected by the ban. Seattleite Mohammed Yusuf is a Somali-American who publishes Runta News, which covers the Somali community in the Northwest. Yusuf did not vote for Trump, but he was okay with him winning. He says he was not offended by Trump's statements during the campaign.
You know, we value the straight talk, you know, as a culture. My culture, Somali people, they are used to of such talk, and it doesn't bother me at all. I have lived in my country. They are so harsh on each other. And they talk tough to each other, and they call names on each other. So his straight talk or tough talk, you know, I just thought it's a campaign rhetoric. I thought he was honest, more honest, and it didn't bother me.
But the president's executive order hit Yusuf hard. He says the president made a big mistake. Yusuf is a naturalized citizen, but as a Muslim and a native of one of the banned countries, he's afraid to leave the U.S.
You know, I myself right now was just thinking to go back to Somalia. I haven't seen my country for 20 years, and I don't know if I can do it. Because right now, if I travel, who knows what will happen? Even though I have a U.S. passport, also my name is Mahmoud Yusuf, and that's also a concern.
Yusuf also has this piece of advice for the president if he truly wants to keep America a great country.
He has to keep people together. Because that's what makes other people admire about the U.S. He has to include everybody in this country, every religion, every culture, every race, everybody.
Mohammed Yusuf is a Somali-American who lives in Seattle. He publishes Runta News, which covers the Somali community in the Northwest. This story was produced by KUOW's immigration team. We have more stories for you at KUOW.org.